Most runners treat the 10 minutes before the gun as dead time. You check your laces, look at your watch, and wait while anxiety occupies every cognitive cycle. That window is one of the highest leverage preparation moments in any race, and nearly every amateur leaves it empty. A pre-race mental protocol occupies the window intentionally. What goes in it is not pep talk. It is 3 evidence-backed steps that directly change what your nervous system does in the first mile. Step 1. Arousal check. 2 minutes. Arousal is the physiological activation state you bring to competition. Too low and you start flat, fall off pace early, and lose the thread of your effort. Too high and you overpace mile 1, burn glycogen you need in mile 10, and cascade into a death march. The check takes 90 seconds. Rate your current activation from 1, asleep, to 10, frantic. Most runners perform best between 6 and 8. If you read 4 or 5, run 2 20-second accelerations at goal pace to lift the number. If you read 9 or 10, run 3 slow exhales, where the exhale is twice as long as the inhale. This trips the parasympathetic brake within 30 seconds. Both are sub-2-minute adjustments. Step 2. One process intention, not an outcome. 2 minutes. Outcome focus before a race amplifies anxiety in direct proportion to your uncertainty about achieving it. I need to run 1:45 is a useful North Star for training. It is a harmful cognitive object to carry to the start line. Process focus, meaning a specific, controllable behavior you will execute, does not amplify anxiety because the behavior is within your control, regardless of conditions. Choose one process intention for the race. Hold 30 seconds per mile slower than goal pace through mile 1. Maintain cadence above 170 from miles 4 through 8. Switch to perceived effort for the final 5K. One intention, not 3. 3 competing process cues produce exactly the conscious over-monitoring that disrupts the automatic execution you need in the late miles. Pre-performance routines that include an intention-setting component show a significant performance benefit across skill levels and genders, particularly in self-paced sports, where early decisions cascade through the rest of the result. Ruprecht, Tron, and Gruppel, 2021, International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology. Step 3. Load a cue word. 2 minutes. A cue word is a single word you will use mid-race when your process intention starts to slip. It must be approach framed. Do not blow up requires holding the feared outcome in working memory while suppressing it. Under load, suppression fails. Float, tempo, drive, or cadence gives your brain something to move toward. Self-talk is among the most evidence-supported interventions for counteracting performance decline under competition pressure. The strongest effects occur when cue words are single, approach framed, and practiced before competition rather than improvised mid-race. Gruppel et al. Stand 2026. Psychology of Sport and Exercise. Endurance running has enough uncontrollable variables that the improvised mid-race cue rarely holds under load. Load it before the gun. Spend 2 minutes in your warm-up, cycling your cue word while at easy pace, paired with one breath pattern. That pairing becomes the retrieval cue at mile 22. The protocol runs in 10 minutes. Arousal check and regulation, 2 minutes. Process intention, 2 minutes. Cue word loading, 2 minutes. The remaining 4 minutes are quiet. No headphones, no phone, no start line conversation. Most amateur runners spend this window adding cognitive noise. This protocol removes it. The starting gun finds you with a regulated arousal state, one controllable intention, and a preloaded return cue. That is a different nervous system than the one that shows up unprepared. If you want the pre-race protocol built for your specific distance, from 5K through marathon, MindSport has the guided versions in the app. Train the start, not just the finish. Citations. Ruprecht, AGO, Tron, US, and Gruppel, P, 2021. The Effectiveness of Pre-Performance Routines in Sports, a Meta-Analysis. International Review of Sport and Exercise Psychology. Link. Gruppel, P, et al. 2026. Counteracting Choking Under Pressure. A Meta-Analysis. Psychology of Sport and Exercise. Link.